Good evening. The show begins tonight in Las Vegas. A piece of Las Vegas, 1.2 or 1.6 acres, Jeff Bliss reports. $54 million. It's between two very famous hotels, I'm told. I've never been there. Well, I was in the airport once. One owned by BlackRock and the other owned by MGM, the Cosmopolitan and the Bellagio. $54 million. It's a strip of concrete, nothing remarkable, but it is a prosperous city. Also, news from Las Vegas that merchants who saw their storefronts blocked or in some fashion, the foot traffic was inhibited during the Formula One racing because of the track and the change of the roadways for the racing cars, have asked the city of Las Vegas or the authorities in Nevada to reward them with $21 million for lost business. Good thinking. We'll see if they get it. And then a conversation with Jeff Bliss about the trouble in Oakland. It's sad. The In-N-Out Burger, which I'm told is a very successful and famous franchise in the West, spreading to the East now, does huge business in near the Oakland airport, but can no longer maintain itself because of the security risk to its customers. The parking lot is broken into, the cars in the parking lot are broken into routinely. And there's violence in the street. Jeff reports that at one time driving by, he stopped at the intersection and was rudely accosted, confronted by an aggressive panhandler, he characterized it. And then off to Small Business America. Gene Marks is here to say the economy is not bad. And I agree with him. It is not bad. The inflation is checked and is descending. The high interest rates that the Federal Reserve used to check the inflation are promised to come down some this year, and that will spur the markets and spur investment. Good for the Federal Reserve. We also talk about how tough it is to get bank loans for small businesses right now because of those high interest rates. Then off to the Keystone Report with Selena Zito about the Democrats not listening to Democrats, the Democrats in West Virginia, the Democrats in Western Pennsylvania. There are Democrats who do listen. John Fetterman, the new senator from Pennsylvania, and Joe Manchin, the veteran politician from West Virginia. Moderate conservative Democrats. The importance here is that Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, filled with moderate conservative Democrats who are the election, in my measure. Mars, the last flight for Ingenuity. The brave little toaster exceeded its expectations by dozens of times, months, years. Well done, Ingenuity. Broke a rotor, landed for the final time. We'll get more information as Perseverance, the rover, approaches. More pictures. And then good news from Blue Origin. The new Glenn rocket is ready for a close-up. This is competition for Falcon Heavy, and competition is good for low Earth orbit, especially because these are two private companies that are doing very well. The investor class is eager to participate. The private placement always fully subscribed for SpaceX. I expect the same thing for Blue Origin once the new Glenn booster flies, and it's reusable. And then a conversation about North Korea. Very odd. Very, very odd. North Korea has declared war, but as Josh Rogan puts it, it's declared war on Ukraine. No longer the isolated hermit kingdom. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. Buddies. What does this mean for Beijing and for Xi Jinping? Good question. Italy. Giorgia Meloni wants 1 million cars made in Italy, not stamped with made in Italy, but made there. The number's fallen to something like 700,000. She wants it back, and she's looking at right at Stellantis, which inherited Fiat and Chrysler and other parts of the automobile industry in consolidation, including Maserati. She wants 1 million cars made in Italy. Good for her. A conversation with the novelist, Robert Mattson, whose new book is Season of the Gods. It's the story of the making of Casablanca in the first half of 1942 between Pearl Harbor and the Battle of Midway, right in there, and then released that fall. It is a novel. It's a work of fiction. At the same time, it's heavily researched, a lot of detail. Wonderful scenes of Warner Brothers stock characters coming in and out of the cafeteria, the writers being inspired by conversations. Wonderful. And then the performance in Casablanca, well, you can see it for yourself. They did it on a soundstage, one soundstage, over the heat of June into July, finished. I recommend the book highly. And then on to The Recession That Never Was with Jim McTague. I asked him, what did those economists say to you all those years? They said this was going to happen, and you called them up from Barron's and said, it didn't happen. What? They always said the same thing, that my model needs to be improved. Then they got off the phone. The recession that never was intimidated everybody during 2023. I don't know, maybe they're still at it, calling for a recession. Mary O'Grady talks about the fact that Cuba is a state sponsor of terrorism and it's not to be approached for diplomacy. It's a bad actor and invites bad actors into the hemisphere. Richard Epstein addresses the Chevron deference before the Supreme Court one more time, and taking is his specialty. There's two ways for the government to take tax from you, direct tax or what is called exaction, which means a fee charge, a licensing fee, a permitting fee. And Richard discusses once again that matter of takings, a matter before the Supreme Court. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.